Well, later this month, former Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio goes on trial in Arizona. In 2013, a federal judge ruled that his department engaged in racial profiling against Latinos, and the former sheriff faces 6 months in jail for ignoring the court's order to stop his immigration patrols. Well, last week, Arpaio's legacy took another hit. The man who beat him in November's election said he's tearing down the infamous outdoor jail that helped launch Arpaio's fame around the world. Here now is Peter O'Dowd reports.
The new sheriff in town says there was a time when the jail known as Tent City made sense.
I think there was a necessity for it.
Paul Penzone says the county's jails were overcrowded in 1993, and when the Korean War era tents went up in the desert outside Phoenix, Arpaio projected an image that he was getting tough on crime.
It did, but you know what was bothersome to me is I don't think that we should ever be exploitive in law enforcement. I don't think we should be, you know, a show. I think once we lost, the commitment to what we were serving and got caught up in this notoriety or the exposure of it was really when it lost its value.
And what a show it was.
All you guys addicts or what? I mean, substance abuse violators?
No? Profiling.
For years, Arpaio entertained media requests from around the world, yucking it up on camera with Tent City inmates who wore the sheriff's signature pink underwear. The neon motel vacancy sign that lit up a guard tower was a not too subtle reminder that Sheriff Joe was always watching. By 2015, the jail had reached a milestone, and the sheriff invited a reporter along to mark the occasion.
They're still here for all those critics. So this is our celebration over 500,000 people we served this week. 500,000.
Did you ever think you'd get to 500,000 people out here at the tents?
Well, I didn't think I'd be the sheriff that long. Mm-hmm.
But at that point, Arpaio was already under close watch by the Justice Department. A federal judge slapped Arpaio with a contempt of court charge when he ignored an order to stop carrying out his controversial immigration raids. With his legal troubles mounting, the sheriff, who seemed unbeatable for more than two decades, finally lost an election. Paul Penzone beat Arpaio by more than 10 points. And along with the election, Arpaio lost control of his jail.
Me personally, I hated it.
Rudy Valenzuela did a couple stints in Tent City, the latest in 2008 on a robbery conviction. He says the heat was brutal in the 110-degree summers. In the winter, it was bitterly cold.
But you did have a lot of inmates that loved it because all the contraband that was in there, it was just like a big playground, and there's a lot of freedom where they're not locked down in cells.
And Sheriff Penzone agrees with this former inmate. Overcrowding is no longer an issue, but the jail still costs more than $8 million a year to operate. Only about a third of the beds are used each night, and a review found that many of the inmates really do like living there. Here's more of my conversation with the new sheriff.
Getting contraband into that facility is more likely than into our hardened facilities. A lot of the population there is actually work furlough and work release, which means that they go in and out on a regular basis, and it makes more difficult for our detention officers to actually, prevent that from occurring. The preference was being outside in the tents.
But it is ironic because Sheriff Arpaio had said for years and years that he was tough on crime, that people hated these tents, and that was the proof that he was doing his job.
Well, I would say one of the biggest differences between my predecessor and myself is this. I have no interest in creating narratives. I only have an interest in providing public safety. Yes, if we're going to speak to things, I'm going to be data-oriented. I'm going to do the research, and I'm going to tell you what I know to be true or believe to be true. I'm not going to share things with you that necessarily are my opinion or to exaggerate circumstances. That doesn't do any of us any good.
I do want to ask your opinion on something, though. Do you ever just stop and wonder how much of a seismic shift this is, that you're tearing down this jail in a year that Donald Trump wins the White House in part because of his tough stance on immigration, and that you beat one of his top allies in a conservative state like Arizona?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. I'm sure later in life I'll reflect back on it. But there you had a circumstance where I think the statement in Arizona really was about the establishment. And my predecessor was part of the establishment. He had been here in office and bragged about being, you know, a great politician for a long period of time. And I think that President Trump, like myself, took positions where we wanted change that was focused on the community. And I'm not saying that we align in all political areas, but we were not the establishment where the establishment was in existence. And I'll tell you that, I'm proud to say that ultimately this campaign, we garnered more votes than Senator McCain, who was a phenomenal senator in our state. We garnered more votes than President Trump, and our community spoke very loudly. They were not happy with what they had seen from our previous sheriff.
Before I let you go, what are you going to do with the vacancy sign?
Oh, that's going to go down with all the rest of it.
Still up there,
But with that being said, we got plenty of space. So if you commit a crime in Maricopa County, we're going to welcome you with open arms and detain you as you should be detained in a cell within our hardened structure, and you're going to be held accountable.
As for Joe Arpaio, he told the Arizona Republic that Tent City saved the county millions of dollars over 24 years, and if he were sheriff, the tents would stay up. But Arpaio is not sheriff, and a major part of his legacy will be dismantled in the next 60 days. For Here and Now, I'm Peter O'Dowd.